Coach Rand Chappell joins us here. Coach Dagana, we battled so hard tonight throughout the night to erase that deficit after that we had the early lead, and found a way to come back and erase that deficit, get the lead. Then we take it to the overtime period. Had the lead there in the overtime by four. Really thought we was going to have a great opportunity. But it all comes down to mistakes and not being able to guard some people.
Yeah, you know, it was obviously a hard-fought game, a lot of twists and turns. And as a coach, you're able to point out plays in the first 5 to 10 minutes of the game and in the second 5 to 10 minutes and all the way through that we could have done better. You know, I was proud of our guys for staying in the battle and staying with it throughout the game. And, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win at the end and should have won. Should have won the game. We had, you know, had a 4-point lead with inside of a minute, and they ran a nice play and scored, and we came down and turned it over and let them go down for a layup, which is obviously the cardinal sin. You can't do that. Can't let them have easy points. And we turned it over there, and obviously we fouled down here. I think, you know, Frank had the last foul where they walked 90 feet and score, and we had two fouls in the final 5 minutes of regulation where they walked 90 feet and scored. And, you know, those, you just can't make those basketball plays and expect to be a championship team or a team that wins tough, tight games. And we made some of those mistakes tonight.
We certainly did. I'd like to have you describe for me, because just lots of bodies in the way down here, and I didn't get to see this play. Well, first of all, before we talk about that, talk about what actually took place down here when Ruben, you know, this was before we went to overtime period, and he was out of bounds, and the clock had run out. Was that the case down there, what they actually decided?
Well, I'm not quite sure, you know, that I'd have to almost read the official explanation. They thought the clock stopped when it shouldn't have after we scored and didn't get restarted in time. You know, I thought the sound was the shot clock, which they hadn't reset or something. They're late. Obviously, a lot of confusion, and Ruben hit the shot, and the dark-haired official on the far side threw his hands up for a 3-point shot, which would have given us a 1-point lead. In the meantime, it comes down here, and we steal it, and Ruben hears the buzzer go off, so he knocks the ball out there, and I don't know what all happened after that, but they ended up saying they thought time should have ran out, and then I guess. I don't know why Will threw up his hands and then brought him back down, but they may have got it right, but I did see he did throw up his hands. I'm not sure why that was, but on the last play of regulation, obviously they knocked the ball out of Frank's hands, and if he would have just stood back and watched, then we'd still be playing. We'd still have a heck of a game going into second overtime. Their guy called it for a timeout, and one official threw his hand up for a timeout, and the other one called a foul, I guess simultaneously or close to simultaneously, and they ruled that it was a foul instead of a timeout. So that was the deciding play in a game that was a lot of things happened.
Well, you're exactly right. And so many plays that, as you mentioned, clear back at the first half, and so many during the second half as well that could have led to a different outcome here tonight. Did find out earlier that Cloud County lost down at Dodge City tonight. So now you got to make the long road trip up there to Concordia to take on the Thunderbirds up there at the Birdcage on Saturday night. Going to be two tough teams coming off of losses and a big battle up there. Talk about that game.
Well, we'll get to watching film tomorrow. I know Coach Eschbaugh does a great job, and everybody talks about how hard it is to travel up there and win. It looks like to me that a lot of the teams in the league are fairly evenly matched. Hutch may be, you know, a notch above or whatever, but it seems like to me every film I watch, it looks like a tough one, but one that we can compete in, and I would say this one would be no different.
Well, absolutely. We'll look forward to that too as well, and you do take on the Thunderbirds on Saturday night up there at Concordia. Well, Coach, one of those games you just you want to put behind you, but yet it could be a teaching tool as well. What will you come out here and work on the rest of this week?
Well, I said learning the game of basketball would be important to winning, you know, and I don't know if that means we go in the classroom and open up a book on basketball 101. If you just know enough not to foul 90 feet from the goal, we probably would have won the game. So I don't know. You would think we've said it before, and I guess we'll spend a lot of time talking about that and try to get better.